Yo!
How you fucking going?
Welcome to Walkabout Wednesday. How's bloody Roger Stone's form? This dude's a living legend if you've ever bloody seen one in your life. There's only a few out there. Trump, Nigel Farage, and the list goes on, and I guess we're on YouTube. We're dual streaming to D-Live tonight. I wonder if anyone comes over. I did a little promo ad on Facebook. You can't say too much on Facebook anymore. I did a live the other day and they pulled it down because they weren't happy with what I had to say. You know what I mean? They cracked it. Isn't it funny? The censorship world's going mad. Roger Stone's my freaking legend. We got to watch it. We're going to watch the Get Me Roger Stone, bit of the trailer, just a bit of a taster. We need to know what the hell's going on. Dibs on chat. You first comment in the chat. I think we're undercutting Tim Wilms live. Is it Wilms front? So I didn't mean that for that to happen. Like I said, what's that fucking show all the women are watching these days? The Married at First Sight. And my missus is like, I'm fucking watching this show every night this week. I'm like, I'm going to fucking learn. I needed to bring me a fucking beer. She needs to bring me a beer. Nope, we are already here. You missed the whole chat. Just before I went live, right? You know how this drops out sometimes on me? I just went to click live and the whole thing fucking dropped out and I had to reset up the whole thing. That's why I was just a few seconds late to my own fucking show. Can you believe it? Anyway, let's watch a little bit of a taster of the Somebody Get Me Roger Stone, because this dude's a living legend and Trump has defended Roger Stone. Hopefully he gets him off. You never know. Boo. Hope you guys have seen this. If you got Netflix, this is probably the best show on Netflix.
He loves the game.
Bang.
He has fun with it, and he's very good at it.
I'm an agent provocateur.
Political strategist.
Controversial as you can get.
Incredible capacity for treachery.
Win at all cost mentality.
When people think of Washington Lisa. They think of Roger Stone.
Those who say I have no soul, those who say I have no principle.
Hang on. I gotta get. Nah, hey Lisa, how you going? I thought you were actually what's her name, Lucy, for a minute. I read it wrong.
Those are bitter losers.
There's really nobody quite like Roger Stone.
He's a stud.
Is really all you need to know about Roger.
What a fucking mad guy. What a legend. Campaign advertising.
He created the modern sleazeball lobbyist.
Washington's been worse for
he
it.
He created it.
Stone's rule. It is better to
He's
be
my
infamous
hero.
Than never be famous at all.
Oh. The Swinger scandal happened.
My private life is nobody's business.
I'm chased out of Washington.
He's looking to see if he can find an angle.
He's a monster.
A jockey looking for a horse. You can't win the race if you don't have a horse.
Amen. Let's just pause it a bit. We're going to go back to it. Old Roger Stone, the absolute stud. You watch your stream health, Dusty, for copyrights. I know. Is this true? Is that right? It's only a trailer from Netflix. I should be all good. The Dead Set, the other day I was dual streaming to Facebook, and then next minute, right? I'm like, what? My whole fucking Facebook went down for like an hour and a half and it said I had a breach of copyright. And that's why, like, what I did, I had my little sneaky trick tonight. I was like, right, I'll just do like a 2-minute spiel about what the fucking YouTube live and so I'm dual streaming on YouTube and D live right now. But anyway, I did a little 2-minute spiel on Facebook and I'm like, yo, I'm going live 7:30, tune in, because I don't even honest to God, it seems that Facebook is like they are the full bloody copyright. You can't even fucking say the wrong, you mention someone's name, the wrong person's name on the Facebook hit list, and you're done. You're done, man. I already lost my Facebook page once. This is censorship out of control. And I wonder, like, yeah, they might your stream health. I need to learn more about YouTube. I've been doing this for ages, and I swear I haven't even read any of the copyright stuff for YouTube. But anyway, YouTube should give me a warning. Yeah, I don't think I've had any warnings yet, actually. Oh, I had one. I was sharpening my knife listening to music, and they gave me like a copyright. They were like, that video is demonetized. It's got a copyright thing on it. Facebook. That's exactly right. Facebook has gone full blown.
Right.
I'm going to run and grab a beer. You continue to watch bloody Roger Stone, right? The man. Here he is. I'll be back in a second.
Roger saw something that nobody else saw back in the early 80s.
I suggested that Trump should explore a bid for the presidency.
He created Donald Trump as a political figure.
What have I lied about?
Have you spoken with the WikiLeaks founder?
You're a rape tonight.
Roger, you can't just say that.
You have to be outrageous to get noticed.
America may be collapsing, but Roger Stone is determined to enjoy it.
Roger Stone, the living legend. Hatred,
because if I weren't effective, you wouldn't hate me.
That's fucking true, man. If I wasn't effective, you wouldn't hate me. Too damn true, man. And I missed the end of it. Spewing. I just want to go watch that again. Oh, there's a pop-up that comes up across your screen. Damn. I wonder if that happens. I'm using a thing called StreamYard, so who fucking knows? Anyone in fucking D Live tonight? I've got my D Live. This is streaming on D Live. So, like I said, just before I went live, all my freaking things went down. Bang. Yes. I'm streaming. Oh, and I got a few people in the comment section already, or are they leftovers from last time? Anyway, I'm still working out the D Live, but, you know, this is the day and age we live in, people. It's the censorship going mad. I need all your freaking help. If you're a fan of Dusty, mate, you got to check out all my links. I set up a cast box. I'm freaking uploading my videos audio to Castbox, so you can get the link. Go to my website. If I ever go missing, gone, you know where I'm at. DustyBogan.com. You get all the links to my stuff. You know you can find me on D-Live. One day there's going to be a true freedom of speech platform. That's fucking awesome. D-Live is
gay.
Maybe it is. I don't know, but at least I'm dual streaming and cover my ass against the censorship machine. They're trying to fucking get me down, you know what I mean? They're trying to silence my fucking speech. They don't like what I have to say, man. And I just think it's bullshit. Honestly. Gives me the shits. Here's Donald Trump. He has a little bit of a rant about Trump weighs in on Roger Stone. Surely you can share fucking other videos on YouTube, right? Or they just demonetize the channel.
Who knows, mate?
We'll work it out. We work all this up. Dumb the pop-ups. Is that the is that you mean on D Live or what? Damn the pop-ups. Too much tech. Too much tech. Bogan card revoked. Yeah. This is me, mate. I'm going full hard out. You can't stop me. You can't stop the Bogan. Let's listen to what Trump has to say about Roger Stone.
Ask on stem cells.
Trumpy, Trump, 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 Trump,
Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous that of that. No, I didn't speak to the Jets. I'd be able to do it if I wanted. I have the absolute right to do it. I stay out of things to a degree that people wouldn't believe, but I didn't speak to him. I thought the recommendation was ridiculous. I thought the whole prosecution was ridiculous.
Trump.
And I look at others that haven't been prosecuted, or I don't know where it is now. But when you see that, I thought it was an insult to our country, and it shouldn't happen. And we'll see what goes on there. But that was a
what a fucking stud.
That was a horrible aberration. These are the, I guess, the same Mueller people that put everybody through hell. And I think it's a disgrace. No, I have not been involved with it at all. About that now.
Yeah, because now Trump can't say. He can't be like, imagine being the president and you're like, I can't even jump on the phone and you can't even talk to anyone. You can't throw in your own 2 cents. They're trying to cripple even Trump's freedom of speech. But, you know, it's all water off the duck's back for Trump. He doesn't give a fuck. He is the man. He is the master. Mate, I'm telling you what, it was another stinking hot day today. This is my first beer of the day. You know, life doesn't get much better than that, you know. You don't interrupt your enemy when they are making a mistake. Trumpo? Remember that? Did you ever see the Trump ad back in 2016? It was like, I don't know if it was a joke. It was clearly a joke, but it was some Asian girl. I'm going to look it up. Anyway, let's watch Trump. He can finish his spiel while I look up the next bit.
What they've done to General Flynn. What they've done to others.
I'm using my brain.
People that have committed major crimes,
you know what I mean?
Getting away with it. I think it's a disgrace. Let's see what happens. Go ahead, John.
Michael Bloomberg and perhaps our scales as well, stop and frisk. Then in 2016 and 2018, you praised Rudy Giuliani for the stop and frisk program. So what's different about what Bloomberg said?
Oh, this is another interesting
I watched him pander thing. At the church and practically beg for forgiveness.
He apparently Bloomberg, the New York mayor, he's like, some tapes being released and he's just like, yeah, if you want to stop violence, you need to go and stop and frisk. I think he said young black people between the age of, it was like 18 and 25. That's a small age bracket, you know what I mean? But he's like, stop and frisk them. There'll be no more people getting killed in the streets. And, like, then they say, like, that's racist. That's not fucking racist if it saves young fucking black men's lives. The stop and frisk worked in New York City. You know what I mean? Trump's going on about that. We're going to have a little break in the we're going to come back. We're going to come back to Donald Trump and his spiel about Bloomberg or whatever his name is, just so we can watch this awesome Donald Trump ad from Japan. I reckon this is awesome. I hope you've seen this before.
Trumple.
I want a photo of Trump like that. Right next to that. We'll be right back. Trumple 2016. It should be 2020. I'm telling you, whoever built that ad, that funny, I don't know, surely that was just some fan-made ad. They fucking did a great job at that. And it's pretty much true other than the end bit of Trump blowing up the planet. Quite the opposite's happened. He's going to save Roger Stone. There you go. That's not racist. Those are FBI crime statistics. That's right. That's right. If you do stop and frisk, if stop and frisk was so effective, it saved so many young African American lives. It worked. He's like, you know what I mean? Here we go. Trump will exonerate Flynn and Stone to piss off the liberals. Who's Flynn? Assange. Damn. That would be like incredible. Imagine if he did that. Should we chuck Trumpo? He can continue his rant about share audio. You got to tell me if I click the wrong button, I can make his watch something without even any audio going. This is the Bloomberg and the stopping the anyway, let's listen up. Let's go back just about 10 seconds.
Bang, I think here it's we are. A disgrace. Let's see what happens. Go ahead, John.
Here we go. Can you hear this?
In 2016 and 2018, you praised Rudy Giuliani for the Stop and Frisk program. So what's different about what Bloomberg said and what you believe?
Well, I'll tell you what. I looked at it, and I watched him pander at a church and practically beg for forgiveness. I wouldn't have begged for forgiveness. I mean, he was doing his job at the time. And then when he went up to the church, I thought it was disgraceful. But I put something out, and it was pretty nasty. And I thought, you know, I'm looking to bring the country together, not divide the country further. But when he went up to a church and he apologized for everything he's ever done, that was only for getting votes. And I think probably people understand that. Yeah, please.
Yo, thanks for tuning in, my D-Live fans. Brucey boy.
And it's going to be very, I don't know who's going.
But he's got them mad stickers going chaos. Oh, is this some YouTube ad? Silence for a moment. That's what you get. Duspo is too cheap to have YouTube Premium, whatever they call it these days. I want to hear the God Emperor speak.
We had 40 or 50,000 people, far more than anyone else. But when we have 50,000 people nowadays, fellas, I'm not going to feel so good because he thinks we'll have 5 to 7 million people just from the airport to the new stadium. And you know it's the largest stadium in the world. He's building it now. It's almost complete, and it's the largest in the world.
I missed this
he's
bit.
He's a friend of mine. He's a great gentleman, and I look forward to going to India. So we'll be.
Hey. Heck yeah! The Indian Prime Minister's like based as. But there you go, Trumpo. Trump's bloody having a crack at life, and he's standing up for his mate Roger. Roger Stone, the living legend. I hope you've all seen that on Netflix. Someone get me Roger Stone. Apparently, he invented like super PACs. You know what I mean? Apparently, if you know what that is, I'm pretty sure it's like there's something in America where it's like illegal for political parties to run ad campaigns. So he created super PACs, which is another company that has no direct contact with the politician, right? And they raise their own funds and they run their own ads. Completely, they have nothing to do with the president. They're just interest people who are interested in seeing the prime minister or political party win. You know what I mean? He invented the super PACs. Roger Stone. He's changed history. That literally, he really has. He's made politics fucking toxic. YouTube Premium is only $10, Dusty. I will get it for you. You fucking should. Nah. I know. Thanks, Bubba. You're a fucking stud, bro. I appreciate it. What's up, people? I need to get me fucking love and life. I got this new program, the StreamYard that I'm using right now. And I'm telling you, it's made my life a whole lot easier. This is me PayPal. Remember, if you ever do want to donate to me, you can just donate a dollar, whatever, any amount, small amount. I appreciate 50 cents. If you donate to my PayPal, I actually get an email and a text message comes straight through. So I'll give you a shout out. No pressure. All good. I don't do YouTubes to make money. Do you know what I mean? I fucking enjoy it. And that's why I'd be so spewing with all this, you know, political correctness and the censorship and all the bullshit that goes on. And I just think to myself, like, you know what? I enjoy doing this. I don't want to lose me fucking channel. I don't want to lose my Instagram. I lost my Facebook once in the past where I had a decent enough following and they screwed me over hard, man. Hydrate the Bogan. That's right. My PayPal is pretty much the Hydrate the Bogan fund. You know what I mean? But I do it for the love, not for the money. I do it for the love. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't be – it's not like if I ever got deplatformed, not spewing because I'm losing $10 a month or some crap. I'd be pissed off because I fucking love having a laugh, talking shit about politics, whatever, religion, history, anything and everything. Just normal life, having a beer, talking shit. Come on. That's what life's the best part of life, a part of life I fucking love. And these bastards, these political correct loony losers of the left, they just can't handle a different opinion other than, you know. And you don't even like – it's so funny. You could be a conservative. You could be – you know, I always say I'm like a mixture of classical liberalism, conservative, and libertarian. It's like a mix. I'm quite open-minded in some, and, you know, and I can put myself in other people's shoes and understand. And I think most conservatives, libertarians, are like that. You know what I mean? But the left has gone so insane. They've gone so nuts. You know what I mean? They've gone out of control, man. And if YouTube censors more people, Oz Bear, you legend, beer bong. I'll fucking beer bong it for you, brother. About half of Stubby, just for you, you living legend. Bang. Thanks, brother. Love and life. I need to go get me bloody big ass bottle of moonshine. Show you how to do this. This is my new way. Yo! Anyway, I'm getting out of control here. Thanks, brother. Thanks for the bloody thanks for the freaking beer bong, you living legend. What other awesome happy days have we got here? Donald Trump.
They want to do something and we'll see if we can make the right deal.
He's still there? He's making the right deal. I'm just going to grab me freaking giant bottle of moonshine. Be back in a tick.
Would you be surprised? Would you be surprised? But I don't want to say.
Hey, can you talk a little bit more about some of the recent departures from the White House, including the Biden twins? And
no, well, I obviously wasn't happy with the job he did. First of all, he reported a false call that wasn't what was said on the call. What was said on the call was totally appropriate. And I call it a perfect call. I always will call it a perfect call. And it wasn't one call, it was two calls. There were two perfect calls. There was no setup. There was no anything. And
is this his Ukraine conversation?
And then they all
the
went wild
two perfect conversations. Said that two perfect
we have transcripts
calls
of the calls, and they turned out to be totally accurate transcripts. And if anybody felt there was any changes, we let them make it because it didn't matter. So we had accurate total.
Someone's got to live the dream, eh?
And it turned out that what he reported was very different. And also, when you look at Hinman's, the person he reports to said horrible things, avoided the chain of command, leaked, did a lot of bad things. And so we sent him on his way to a much different location, and the military can handle him any way they want.
Whoa!
He can have him. And his brother also.
Trump, so the living legend. Isn't he? Is he seemed to be like a bit more toned back and not so savage? Is he like, you know what I mean? I seem like he's just a little bit more professional at the moment. Maybe he's drinking too much fluoride water. Nah. You know what I mean? What have I got here? I'll attempt to read this article, about Roger Stone, because that's what it's all about. And then the second half, we've got some nutcase. We've got another nutcase mayor in Brisbane City. I can't believe it, but I won't go into that yet. Let's read this. Is that big enough? Yeah, it's big enough. You can read that. Read along. This is written by the Australian ABC News, $1 billion a year tax-funded news organization. We almost got in an argument with my father-in-law on the weekend, and I was like, watch some crap on the news, and I was like, I can't believe they're so biased. I'm like, they're just garbage. They should privatize the whole ABC and save the Australian taxpayers $1 billion, pure garbage. And he's like, but if they did that, there would only be Nazi news. I'm like, hey, you fucking retarded. I love him. He's a good bloke. I shouldn't say retarded. Not in this day and age. You can't even crack a joke these days with the censorship madness that's going on. The PC capitulation. You know, this is a thing. Remember when they used to say, like, got to be tolerant. You got to be tolerant. You got to be tolerant. These people threw tolerance out the window. They replaced tolerance for political correctness, which actually means capitulation. It doesn't mean be tolerant, because tolerance used to be you'd be like, I fucking disagree with you, mate, but I'll tolerate you. I'll just let you be. I fucking disagree. I don't agree. I don't like what you're doing and you're saying, but I'll tolerate you. That was tolerance. Tolerance ain't such a bad thing. I think we're all fucking, but we're all tolerant, and we've all got to have a certain amount of tolerance just to get through the fucking day. Like, that's normal. But then they traded tolerance in for political correctness, where they actually want you to capitulate. They don't want you to tolerate other people and other people's ideas, which being tolerant is pretty good. Nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, we're going to disagree. There's people of different opinions, and you can talk about it and tolerate them, and hopefully you could win them over to your whatever, your side. But here we go in the political correct world, where they want me to correct. They want me to be politically correct. They want me to change my words and actions and speech, my culture, change everything I do to appease who? The offended class. I don't know who they are. I don't know where they get this from. No jokes in communism. That's what it is, man. There's no jokes. They don't joke around. What happened to the, like, badass, you know, Russian communists? Like, I guess if we looked at, like, Rocky IV with Ivan Drago, we should watch a Rocky IV Ivan Drago trailer. This is when, like, communists were cool. Rocky IV trailer. 2 minutes. That ain't fucking bad, man. This was a simpler time where your communists were shredded savages who were like, we could all tolerate them. We could be like, yeah, they could take over, and we all become ripped, shredded studs like Ivan Drago. But now communists have turned into weak, wristed fools who just piss everyone off. If I've got another ad here, turn the sound off. Bang. Skip the – wait for the ad to go through. Bang. Maybe I should go full
Today, the Soviet Union has officially entered –
this is when that ass is, the communists.
This is not just
what a fucking machine.
This is us against them.
He would like to compete against anyone who's qualified.
This is when and like black and white people, we're all Americana. You know, I reckon I always say that Sylvester Stallone played a part in the end of the Soviet Union. This movie did it. That's a big call, what I'm calling it.
He's the most perfectly trained.
He's the perfectly trained. Apparently, he was 110 kilos back then.
He could have stopped the fight.
He's still fit as fuck. All of them are. And then he killed him, his best mate, Apollo Creed. My heart bleeds for that. Like, good thing it was just the movie.
But now, the one thing
more than just the movie, you know what I mean? Away. Has the fight date been set? You all know, we all know this, but right, like Rocky it's transcended into meta culture. It's become a meta culture in the hearts of many. It's like a cult religion now. You know what I mean? This is why you don't. This is like if they said to me tomorrow, they were like, you know, if they said to me tomorrow, they were like, well, actually, we went in a time machine and Jesus, yeah, he rose again, but he's actually an interdimensional alien or something. Or he was a time traveler and he had some technology, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, he's not actually Christ and Buddha's right and you're going to burn in hell or get reincarnated into a fucking snail. And I'll be like, nah. But the thing is, I'd still want to believe in the Jesus I know. I would still go to church. It's just like this. You can tell me and be like, yo, Rocky IV, that's just a movie, man. That's not even real boxing. Look, man, this has gone beyond. This has gone beyond a movie. This is like turned into a cultural cult phenomenon. We're drifting. We're going into the – I remember when I was a kid, right, when Apollo Creed died and I like cried. I was like, I think two movies I remember crying when I was a kid. Rocky IV when Apollo Creed died and Terminator 2 when Arnie got dipped into the lava. That was it. It was just like watching him in New Zealand with my mates and I was just a kid and you're like, they're like, what's wrong, man? You got something? I'm like, nothing. Look at that. You know what I mean? Here we go.
Where?
It's in Russia.
Are you nuts?
Russia.
When will you be going to Russia?
I'm not going to Russia. I don't know what you're talking
this
about.
This is the Russians we used to fight. And one man still is fucking cool and tough.
It's gonna have to kill me.
Why can't you change your thinking?
I fucking traded all that in, haven't they? All the communists now are fucking broke and got coronavirus. All the cultural Marxists now a bunch of weak wristed. This is. Rocky. They like inject Ivan Drago. I'm pretty sure in this scene. Show the needle going in. Nah, they don't. It's in the movie anyway. It's in the effing movie.
I must break you.
Rocky, mate, Stallone's ripped as. You look at Stallone now.
Rocky IV.
Heck yeah. That was when the communist were all right. You know what I mean? They were fucking tough. They were savages. So Sylvester Stallone is Lizard Jesus and Dolph Lundgren is the devil in it. I'm in. We're starting our own cult. We're going to fucking solve all the problems of planet Earth. Yep. That's fucking it, bro. Little House on the Prairie will do that to you. I've never seen it. Maybe I should watch it. We got to watch... is there like... There's more... There's got to be more. How good's the Rocky... how good's Apollo's Creed's Living in America? We're looking that up. Living in America, Rocky IV. Yeah, we're watching it. This is where we're going.
Some people have...
Oh, maybe I'm going to have to get YouTube Premium if we're going to watch these bloody movies, you know what I mean? No! Here we go. This is when the world was pretty much, I have to say, simpler place.
Good luck. I hope after we can be friends.
See, the communists were all good.
They're sportsmen, not soldiers.
Oh, what a savage. Our soldiers should, they would kill each other or what you would hate her. This is full drummed up. I love Dolph Lundgren. I watch all his B-grade movies, eh? Does the whole ring come up out of the ground? Damn, the big Russian doesn't know what's going on. The Rip Savage. I'm gonna have to run and grab another beer. I'll be back.
Super Highway! Coast to coast! Easy to get anywhere! Over transcontinental! Overload! Just hide behind the wheel. How does it feel when there's no destination? That's too far. And somewhere on the way.
What a stud.
You find out who you are. Living in America. It's in the station. Living in America. Hey, I'm causing nation. Got to have a celebration. You may not be looking for the promised land.
Right, you've seen enough, haven't you? They're like, what's going on? And he gets killed. Ivan Drago destroys him. He just wipes Apollo Creed. He wipes the floor with him. Have you seen Rocky 7? Yeah. And Thurman plays Rocky and beats up three Apollo Creed clones at once. Nah, I haven't seen it. I'll have to watch it. I get this, but we're going down another rabbit hole. So you'd be like, but Dusty, I came in to watch this for you said we were going to talk about Roger Stone. Yeah, well, that was before we got onto the... That was before we just went down some tangents, you know what I mean? And that's how we do it. You know what? If you've been listening to me for a while, you know how I do it. You start here and you end up fucking over there. And that's all right. That's real. That's the real world. Shit happens. Here we go. just for you, this is how you open a beer with your arm, by the way. Push on. Bang! Too easy, mate. Once you start opening beers with your forearm, it's like easier than to open it with your forearm than your hand. That's when you know you're a full bogan. But then the other week I bought these like cheap ass beers. I was like, geez, that carton's super cheap. And they were like, fucking, you couldn't open the beers. I was like, what's going on, mate? Anyway, this is a James Brown strangest interview ever. This is the dude who was just singing that "Living in America." He's a bit of a mad dog, eh? Honestly, he's a classic. When America was a simpler, better place.
And Brown assaulting his wife with a lead pipe and firing a gun at a car that she was in.
What the fuck?
These are charges that Brown denies. He was released yesterday on $15,000 bond. He joins us from Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all. You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. You just deny.
Has been dropped?
I think he's learned that. He learned that from Roger Stone.
Well, are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this isn't the first time you and your wife have had a problem. Are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about some music.
You want to talk about music and you don't want to talk about what happened?
No, it's all over.
Well, let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No. Dankeschön. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about
it? What a mad dog.
I'm going to say, I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days. That's very interesting. Now, don't leave us, James. You stay right there.
I'm not going to leave out.
We have to talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Living in America, Sex Machine, Get Up Off of That Thing. I Feel Good. Jam.
Now, I understand that.
What an out there cat.
James, I have to ask you one serious question.
He's just living the dream, bro.
You have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
I'm putting you in timeout straight away, Antonio. Come back when you learn some common sense.
Now, women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
I'll be deplatformed just like you were.
When you get out there.
Why is that, lady?
Say no to drugs, kids.
Huh? Because I look good.
I should go check me. I'll just go check my D live.
And you
how the comment section's
and
going in there.
Good.
Oh, what a stud.
Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source.
Zero viewers. I had a few viewers going on D-Live
publishing
before.
A gospel magazine. Tell us a little bit about that.
Second Coming.
What? It's
out of Augusta, Georgia's ankle.
He's the first Kanye.
His editor, and James Brown, one of his advisors. And we're doing a fantastic job. The Second Coming. It features on this week, I think we have the Pope and I believe the...
He's got a Christian magazine? Is that what he said?
And next week we're going to have Reverend Al Sharpton, I think, on the cover. Mm-hmm.
This guy reminds me of my dad.
Good things, and hopefully we'll get Brother
Real
Chuck Turner on the
cover. Loves the sauce, you know, talk shit. Just...
James, we want to thank you for being with us today.
Wait
and
a minute,
us an
I just got here.
Oh, is there something more
yeah,
you
he
want
loves
to say
it.
That we
yeah,
haven't covered?
Yeah, I want to say another thing.
Okay,
I
go
love
ahead.
You. I love America. I love everybody.
What a fucking stud.
Good.
I love this guy.
So you're not troubled by any
America.
Of this at all.
This is a man's world.
Just reminding
yes.
us that every once in a while we
say
forget.
That to your missus, boys. I'm telling you. I say it to my missus. She cracks it. Whenever they like, you know, you got to pick it. I try to push that, you know, it's a man's world. Whenever I can, whenever the missus, it's like, you know, you're at a important dinner and you're with her work colleagues or something, and then they'll be like, blah, 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 what's your opinion? And you go, oh, it's a man's world. And then they all just go. And you're like, what? What? And they go, oh, well, it's true. Yeah. Nice goggles and wig, homie. Damn straight. Now we know why R. Kelly took the approach, but he messed it up. Isn't R. Kelly like a fucking pedo or some shit now? My mate from work told me it was some Netflix special about him.
Here we go.
Maybe I should actually read this article or attempt to read it. We're going on tangents. Where's the bloody... There's got to be other awesome Roger Stone rants. I think he does... Roger Stone. Bang. I just want to hear him say, I think he says some quote where he's just like, he's like, deny everything. Deny, deny, deny. He's a mad dog. And all this crap comes up now. You couldn't even like, how often was Roger Stone on, how good was InfoWars, right? I probably shouldn't even say that. This is the world we live in, people. I can't even say that. I can't even say that. There's the word police. They probably like comes up. You know how like that you have Siri on your phone and it like they know when you even say, there's like a list of words now you can't even fucking say on the internet. Facebook, Instagram, Google. Control freaks own them. The paranoia is unbelievable. News, not new. Is that what I did? Is it? Roger Stone. I'll go old interview. Come on. Because it's the old ones where you really get to, you get a feel for the guy. You know what I mean? You get to see him in action. You get to feel the, who the man is. You know what I mean? February 2018. It'd be good to find something here that's like before 2016, before he got Trump elected. Like, he is a bit of an old stud, you know? Apparently, he's into lifting weights and everything. 12 months ago, there was one there from 2018. We're just going to chime into that. See what old Roger has to say. 2018. Hard talk. Here we go.
Press that.
That's some kind of copyright. The attorney. And they're going to bust me into the end of the channel. Sorry, mate. This is the end of you. Skip ad. Bang. Hard talk with Welcome the Dusty Bogan. We're just jumping straight in. We don't even care, mate. We want to hear what Roger Welcome has to say. To Hard Talk.
Delighted to be here.
Tell
We've
us.
Just passed the You're one an absolute year anniversary stud. Of the Trump administration.
The Dusty How needs a few more beers. Mate, you need to donate to me freaking PayPal and then I'll States get more beers.
Today. I would say
Bang!
The president continues to be a polarizing figure. He came out of a relatively close election where both candidates.
Roger Stone, you absolutely, absolutely stud.
The rising tide of a stronger economy, I think, is helping him.
Dusty, tell us what happened with the airline ad. Watch 2 million new jobs. The Scandinavian culture. Is that a real thing?
African American and Hispanic unemployment at historic lows. Overall unemployment extraordinarily low. Suddenly, you have these billion-dollar companies like Apple coming back to the United States to repatriate money there to expand there. So I'm growingly optimistic about the president's political position as well as the stature of the country.
But all the more remarkable then, if we take your view of a buzzing economy seriously, all the more remarkable that President Trump's approval ratings are at historic lows. Great economy, and yet a president who is profoundly unpopular with the American public.
I would argue that he's polarizing rather than unpopular.
But you've seen the figures just as I
have. I quibble with some of them. Obviously, there are methodology questions and other questions. Let's also recollect that virtually every poll showed that he couldn't possibly win the election, the same pollsters. And in the first year of your presidency, I don't think you can judge his overall success. I think as the economy grows, as he gets more of his program in place, particularly after his historic tax cut cuts in and has some traction, that his approval ratings will go up.
What about the sort of more intangible political culture? We have the extraordinary sight of a president who, according to independent fact checkers, has in the course of his first year in office delivered pretty much 2,000 false or misleading statements.
If you like your healthcare program, you can keep your healthcare program. Read my lips, no new taxes. No president has told the people the exact truth. The president has never said anything he didn't believe to be true.
But these are untruths on a scale we've never seen before. Would you accept that?
No, not necessarily. I think every politician has a tendency to prevaricate. But we just had the election. These questions were all out there as arguments against his election, and he won anyway. His opponent didn't have a great track record for telling the truth either.
I wonder if one can say to a certain extent that this style of politics is something that you imbued in the president. You've been close
we
to Donald Trump
love it.
For an awful long time. You're a friend.
Yeah, he wins.
Ally, and for a time, you were a very senior advisor running up to 2015 when he actually decided he was going to run for president. There are people who believe that your attitude to quote-unquote disinformation, which you've been very explicit about, the value and power of disinformation, is something that you passed on to
Donald Trump. First of all, nobody imbues Donald
I can't Trump find the body.
There's no Karl Rove in Trump.
Hard on talk with Marcus the dusty Bogan.
He is his own wordsmith.
That's what that's going to be one of my shows, bro. For sure.
He is his own speechwriter. He is his own press secretary.
Trump's a proper stud. You reckon Roger Stone's hair's real, or it's just like a glue on wig?
As president of the United States.
But here's something you said. Sorry to interrupt, but here's something you said that it seems to me Trump may well
glue
have
on,
up
glued on
said,
wig.
I believe
there's no way your hairline can be that thick.
Anything necessary
back
to
enough.
Win, then you added
short. Maybe you think it's not.
Yeah,
but it's
I actually lifted that quote from Lyndon Baines Johnson, who says it.
That
in
top
his,
bit is fake. The top bit.
What I mean by that is you leave no stone unturned.
Bang. That's just like a fake little
election day. George Bush once famously did in the Hampshire primary.
He's got a big old nose on him, eh?
So the implication there is that you make an all-out effort. You spend yourself totally.
Bang! Whoa, I can listen to that while I'm... How do I do this? Ah, get lost, you loser. You know what I mean? Hard on talk with the dusty bug. That would turn some heads. You know what I mean? People be tuning in from around the world. Let's read a bit of the article because I've been ducking and diving. I haven't read anything. I'm getting out of control. Remember, you can donate to my PayPal, people. Don't give YouTube any of your money. No. Don't give Google any of your money. Hey, someone donated $1 to my... I won't dox you, don't worry. Yay, $1.23. Beer bongs for everyone. Thanks heaps, brother. I won't say your name because I don't want to dox you. But yeah, let's read this article about Roger the Man. And like I was saying before, this is the corrupt ADC, Australian tax-funded news agency or whatever they are, and Australian broadcast, whatever it is. Yeah. US Justice Department backtrack on Roger Stone sentence after Donald Trump intervenes, prompting lawyers to quit. They must be shitting bricks because they know that they are dodgy. They're like, shit, we fully are corrupt losers, and we're one-sided, and this isn't a fair trial. So they're probably just shitting bricks, like, we quit. We're out of here. Before we lose, the thing is, pretty sure if you're a lawyer and you get in trouble, you get some kind of conviction, you lose your license to practice law. So these lawyers, like, you know, they if you're a lawyer, should be toeing the line enough for the time. All four prosecutors running the criminal case against the former advisor to Donald Trump have stepped down after the U.S. president intervened in the case. Federal prosecutors had recommended 7 to 9 years in prison for Mr. Trump's former advisor, Roger Stone, after he was found guilty of obstructing justice and witness tampering, which I reckon is false. Roger Stone, you can get the shirts that say Roger Stone did nothing wrong. And I agree. I believe that. I think there's some new hashtag. I'm going to have to edit this and put the hashtag out. I read it on my Telegram this afternoon. Roger Stone has his own channel on Telegram. Just so you know, jump on Telegram. The whole movement's there, man. Everyone's on there. And you wouldn't even say their names because, you know, they'll next minute you've been deplatformed just for mentioning some people's names. I'm surprised, like, obviously Roger Stone's all over the news today, so you probably get away with mentioning it. But if you were, like, I reckon any other time you did a video and you're like, Roger Stone's is a mad dog, he's a legend, mate, they would, like, crack it. The system would crack it. You know what I mean? They'd be like, no. And you got to watch that Netflix special or Netflix documentary, Someone Get Me Roger Stone. You'll be like, what? This dude's a... If they tried to make him bad, I reckon they failed. They made him look awesome. Where am I reading this? Mr. Trump criticized the proposed sentence as a miscarriage of justice early on Tuesday. He later told reporters that he did not speak to the Justice Department, but added, I'd be able to do it if I wanted. I have the absolute right to do so. I stay out of things. I thought the recommendation was ridiculous. And here's Trump, like, you know, Trump's actually been pretty good at, like, has he pardoned people or he's given people, like, second chances and all that. He's doing a pretty good with, like, justice reform in America. He's doing a bloody good top-notch tip of the hat Trump. So if he wants to, like, you know, throw in his 2 cents on a lot of cases like he has, you know, he has every right to chip in his 2 cents here with Roger. Sweet Roger Stone. Within hours, the Justice Department backed away from its recommended jail time. In a new court filing, a Justice Department official who had not previously worked on the case called the previous recommendation excessive and unwarranted and said the department would not make a formal recommendation on how much time Stone should serve. Yeah, give him fucking 2 weeks or community service. What do they do for Hillary Clinton and all the corrupt Democrats? I mean, they're all corrupt. That's why they want to fucking drain the swamp, mate. Yay! Cheers, Duspo! Blue Mammoth! Thanks, brother. I'm fucking doing a beer bong for you. $10 beer bong! What a fucking bad dog! Straight down the back of the neck. Bang! Cheers, brother! That is delicious. Best $10 I ever made. Dead set. These beers that I'm buying, they're like one standard drink. They're just light beers, but $25 a carton from the local. They're like a full bogan as bottle shop around the corner. Anyway, Blue Mammoth, your legend. So what, 11? Hey, Dusty. Thanks, brother. Thanks for tuning in. $10. That's some amazing generosity. Pardon me, almost burped in the mic. Don't ever be afraid to donate a dollar. If you're too cheap, you can only afford a dollar. You know what I mean? Thanks for the 10, brother. What a fucking legend. PayPal and Dusty. Oh, crap. Did you chip me a PayPal, you legend, brother? Kevin. Hey! What a mad dude. Yo, Dusty, look up RT News. Nothing is truly Scandinavian. Ooh, okay. I'm doing it, bro. Because someone said in the comment section before something about Scandinavian, some Scandinavian ad or some crap 2 hours ago. Dude, it's even got a little video we can watch. We can come back to Roger Stone. He ain't going anywhere. He's locked up. He's locked up. No, he's not. He's on bail or something. Thanks heaps for the freaking PayPal, brother. It's always a sneaky way to donate because YouTube don't get any cut. Take a cut. PayPal. Fat. $1.23. Was that you, brother? I don't like to generally, if someone donates to my to me PayPal, I don't like to read their name out because some of them, you know, yo, yeah, I don't want to read the name because the name comes through and I don't want to read out the name. But yo, fat legend, bro, thanks heaps. Thanks, Kev. What a stud. The Blue Mama. What an absolute legend. Thanks heaps, brother. Appreciate it. Here we go. We're going to go back to Roger Stone. This is an article by request. And we definitely do that. Never be afraid to be like, yo, Dusty, read this fucking article. You know what I mean? Audio share. RT News. They're pretty decent, eh? I should read a bit more RT News. I bet you the RT News, you know, like I was saying, it's like Rocky IV, you know, Rocky bashed a bit of sense into the Russians and they've become pretty fucking good, you know? Here we go. Here's this what is truly Scandinavian. Here we're going to go.
What is truly Scandinavian?
Watching it together. Like a happy family. Yeah. Families that drink together, stay together.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, bro. Thanks for the beer, brother.
You.
Nada.
Niente. There is no such thing.
What?
Everything is copied. Our democracy. Credit goes to Greece. Parental leave?
Thank you, Switzerland.
The iconic Scandinavian windmills were actually invented in Persia. And we made the German bicycle a staple of our cities. It's Turkish.
What?
Smapple? Dutch.
What about licorice?
It's Chinese. And
Miss Somastonian.
German.
And it gets worse.
Rumor has it
the oh-so-Swedish meatballs might not be as Swedish as you think, but Turkish.
Even the Danish isn't Danish.
It's Austrian. And the pride of Norway, the paperclip, was actually invented by an American.
And while we're at it,
America, thank you for taking the first steps
in empowering the women's rights movement.
We're no better
than our Viking ancestors.
We take everything we like on our trips abroad. Just
it's
a little
just
bit.
Garbage. And
voila.
Sorry for
it's
making
a unique
these watch
Scandinavian
this crap.
Thing. Go Going out into the world inspires us to think big, even though we're quite small. Because every time we go beyond our borders, we add colors, innovation.
I remember going to
having the best of everywhere.
I remember going to when I went to Phuket in Thailand, and there was like mad Scandinavian Viking, like bikey gang dudes there, and they would be like Scandinavia, and they look fucking badass. I reckon they, you know, that is just fucking disgusting. Have we seen enough? We've got to watch the rest of it.
Two. Here,
fill our lives with more garbage from planet Earth. Why not?
In a way,
have another drink.
Scandinavia was brought here piece by piece by everyday people who found the best of our home away from home. So we can't wait to see what wonderful things you'll bring home next.
I love that. Good on you, Kevin. Oh, man, that was out of control. RT News. Is it the whole article? Is it just taking me back to the YouTube? I don't know. Kev, I think you said it quite amazingly. Actually, in my Google, when I read the news, I always read of dead set. I read the news a lot, like every day. I'm just constantly reading the news, and you know, I just go to Google on my phone, and you scroll down, and all the news articles start popping up, and I'm forever seeing articles pop up of the like ancient Viking Scandinavian artifact with this, and it will be like some gem or jewel from India or some remote part of Africa, or you know what I mean, from China. And they're like, how did these Scandinavians get this jewelry? Like they traveled the world. They say if you have blue eyes, you have Scandinavian ancestry. I think the city of Dublin is what do we do? We had like a few months. We went through a slow patch at my work, so that we had to do like whippersnipping and maintenance and crap, you know what I mean? And I was listening to podcasts all day, and I was listening to the history of Ireland, and they're like, oh, Dublin is a Viking long fort. And they just went through the history, and they were like, they found some inscription in Baghdad where they sold Irish slaves in the Middle East. So, like, you know, I can't believe that. We're going on a tangent, but geez, that was just insult. That was insulting to everyone in it. Everyone in it seemed like they were robots. if that doesn't, like, imagine if I'm like, yeah, mate, Nigeria, fucking Logans and shit live here. We made it fucking better. Everyone's having a barbecue now. Nigeria come from the other side of the earth, mate. This is when, like, this is the thing. When globalism, if globalism ever kicks in, this is going to be the funniest thing. It'll be the funniest thing when you'll be like, hey, boys. How about we'll do in the Western countries, what I'll be doing, I'll be like, yo, boys, we're selling up. We sell our homes. You take your equity. You might have 100K equity. And then you go, right, boys, we're all going to go buy a fucking – we're going to set up a town in fucking Thailand somewhere or the Philippines, and we're going to live like fucking kings. And we're just going to create our own new world in fucking, you know, Puerto Rico or fucking Guatemala or fucking the Philippines or somewhere. You know what I mean? We're like, we're fucking out of here. Because globalism, when they open borders, I'll be like, so surely I then will be able to sell my shit, get my cash, with my mates, and we're just going to buy up a whole fucking suburb. Buenos Aires is live now. You know what I mean? Get this guy on your show. Who is he? Post up his link, bro, in my bloody in the comments section. I'll check him out. We'll watch him live together. Yeah, I'll read this bit of this RT article. Nothing is truly Scandinavian. Not Nordic Nordic Airlines, SAS declares in ad. What could go wrong with that? What could go wrong? Oh, Antonio, I'll put you on timeout again. You're going to get me booted off bloody YouTube. There's a fine, fine line. There's a fine line, bro. If I put you in timeout, you can still watch the show, right? I'm just putting you on timeout. Or maybe it won't let me put you on timeout because you've already been on timeout once. You got to play the censorship game, bro. This is not a free – I just got to tell you, this is not a freedom of speech platform. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, it's not – they don't believe in freedom of speech, man. So what gets said in the comment section, I do. There's a certain amount of capitulation where I would love for us all to go down every rabbit hole, every conspiracy theory, mention every person's name you want to mention, you know, but you can't, because the PC madness, we're living in a time where I get to use YouTube. The people who own YouTube, they don't believe in freedom of speech, bro. If I dual stream this to Facebook, wherever I post something up on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Telegram seems to be freedom of speech. Get on to Telegram. I'm telling you, get a Telegram. Jump on the Dusty Bogan's mates. If you want to talk about stuff, that these platforms won't let us talk about, let's do it. That's what's Bonjour's channel? John's channel. Is he on YouTube? Yeah, we would like go and stalk his channel and watch it all together if you want, bro. All good. Oh, Tim Wilms. You get nuked again from... Nah, I haven't been nuked, bro. But the other day, right, what happened? I dual streamed my live. Get this, right? I dual streamed my live. I bought on Dear Beltran into the chat. And you would have seen, I don't even want it, my own fraternity boys were on there, right? Because I dual stream, my Facebook went down for an hour and a half, right? My Facebook went down for an hour and a half and they removed that video. And it was just like the boys, my boys came on. See, it's just so... I still got my Facebook. I still got my Insta. I don't want to lose it. I've already lost it once. My missus would be so spewing. So I got to toe the line. I'm trying to toe the line. But if anyone wants to tee up an interview like Antonio, right, we're going to tee up some interviews and we're going to record and we're going to chase down rabbit holes. We're going to go after conspiracy theories. We're going to talk about things you can't talk about on these other platforms. And we're going to do interviews and we're going to post them up on Rational Rise TV. Right? And I'll share you my link. This is my plan. I believe in freedom of speech. I like to talk about every topic on planet Earth. Don't get me wrong. All I'm saying is this is not a freedom of speech platform. This is far from it. YouTube, Insta, Facebook, Twitter, it's not freedom of speech. So you can't come into this chat and talk in this chat like this is some freedom of speech oasis, which I wish it was, man, but it ain't. And I don't want to invest my time and my money into something that one day is just going to disappear. So I'm going to toe the line, because there are freedom of speech avenues. There are freedom of speech platforms where you can talk and discuss things all you like Telegram, like Rationalized TV. You know what I mean? So I'm not knocking. I believe in freedom of speech, but other people don't. You know what I mean? You catch my drift. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry for undercutting you, Tim. I seen you were live, brother. Tim Wilms, subscribe to Tim's channel, everyone. He's always backed me up. He's backed Dusty up from the beginning. And he's a good bloke. What happened to Roger? We kind of drifted off the Roger Stone. We spent a fair bit of time on the Roger Stone. We're gonna go back. I haven't even hit me full list of topics. We're getting lost. We're going tangents. We're going down rabbit holes. Rationalized TV. That's the link to my Rationalized TV, by the way. And I have a plan. I've got a lot of my videos are backed up on there already. You can go on there and check them out. We're going to go on another little tangent here. And I want to show you, because I told Antonio in the comments section, I already told him. I was like, bro, if you want to be on a freedom of speech platform, you can go to Rationalized TV. He can apply to have a channel. Why don't you do it, bro? Why don't you do it? So here's Rationalized TV. This is where it's at. This is probably the future. There'll be a future here. Hey, Wilms Front, what a legend. There you go. There's Tim in the comment section. Here's the Dusty Bogan. Me channel's up and running, having a chop, having a crack. There I am. Bang, Dustbo. Oh, all my videos are going to be back
live. How you going?
This must be an old one. Mate, not much changes, but. And the sweet thing is now there's actually a Chromecast button on there. So I've got heaps and heaps of my videos. I got most of my videos backed up all the way to from the beginning of my YouTube channel. It's all backed up on there. You can go and watch them now. Rationalized TV. You can Chromecast it onto your TV and everything. Bang. These interviews will get you in trouble. You know what I mean? Where's the I'll show you an interview that got me dead set. I've already gone through the censorship game. I've already been there, man. I've already had a taste of what it's like to lose your channel. And this isn't the original.
All right, Dusty Bogan, how you going? Fraser Anning.
Remember Fraser Anning? I got to interview Fraser Anning. So this dude is a proper stud.
A little chat about
this. And I'll tell you this, right? Finals. When I get this, right? I went and helped my mate Dave Pello. I was at his conference, which is coming up, called Church and State. And I said, yo, how do I help you, mate? I really like what you do. He's like, I need a cameraman. Do you want to help me with this event? So I said, yep. He called me. He's like, yo, tomorrow we're going to this event. I said, did you know Jordan Peterson's in town tonight? And I said, can we go and test the camera out, because I'm like Forrest Gump and I'll probably stuff it up on you. So can we go do a test run? And he's like, yeah. So we went to Jordan Peterson. The next day, we went to a pro-life rally Cherish Life rally against late-term abortion. I helped Dave. That interview, the footage we shot made on the Sky News, I took a plug-in mic to plug into your phone. I was like, Dave, can I interview you now because it helped your day? He's like, sure thing, Dusty. Interviewed him. The day after that, I went to a rally for the South African farmers. Second interview I ever did. I posted on YouTube, on Facebook. It got 86,000 views from Fraser Anning. This isn't that exact interview. This is another interview with Fraser Anning.
Solution.
But Fraser Anning is a good dude.
Did in on that, didn't they?
Oh, they all got bent out of shape. They took Remember Fraser out of Anning? Context.
He's gone now.
It was great to see the Hall of Tears down there.
You're gone, brother. Antonio, you're gone.
Grown men hugging and kissing and women pretending to cry. It was a show for the public.
This is Fraser Anning saying about how they passed late-term abortion. So when a very fucking first interview with Fraser Anning was about stopping the late-term abortion in Queensland. This interview is down the track, probably 8 months later, where I interview him again. Anyway, this is all on Rational Rise TV, and you can see there's a little Chromecast button, so you can actually Chromecast it onto your TV while you're sitting there neck and back beers. And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to have all my videos backed up on Rational Rise TV. I will post the link to Dusty TG. Yo. So this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, right? The Dusty Bogan, I'm on Rational Rise TV. This is where I plan to do a lot of interviews and content. Right, there's James Fox Higgins, The Uncuckables, Maddie's Modern Life, XYZ, and there's a whole lot of other people on here. And this is where I want to go do a heap of other interviews, right, where on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, they're not freedom of speech platforms. This is more of your freedom of speech environment. This is where the future is going. There you go, the Dusty Bogan. It's all there. And you can do like a $5 a month subscription and support any of your favorite content creators. So we all have a backup. We've got a backup now for when when it ever hits the fan. Do you know what I mean? Because that's the whole point. This is the point about Dusty dual streaming to YouTube, to D Live, and to it's pretty cool. You can do monthly subscriptions, monthly donations to any of your favorite channel. Bang, Dia Beltran's on there. There you go. See, Dusty Bogan. You can do a monthly donation. If I ever get deplatformed, this is where I'm at. And you can just go, right, Dusty, I'll chip Dusty $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month. Support your local, your content creator that you like. Matt, I could imagine if I was fully unleashed with no freedom of speech restrictions, I'll be going hard, man. I'll be going hard. And this is the thing. I'm going to start doing a heap of interviews, start chasing down these rabbit holes, and I am going to go hard because I do believe in freedom of speech. I want to interview people about different subjects that we can't even talk about anymore because they don't believe in freedom of speech. Wondering if my missus show is finished. She's watching that crap Married at First Sight. You know what I mean? You Blue Mouth! Brother! One more for the road. I don't have any bloody beer left. I'm going to have to... I got a bit of moonshine here. Bang! Down the neck. Skull that fucking Blue Mouth. I reckon I always wanted to, like, beer bong a shot. And this is where we're going. We're going next level.
Beer bong a shot.
Got there. Oh, fuck, that's a lot. That was probably like four shots. And I got work tomorrow. I got a thirsty Thursday tomorrow. I got to do another show. Anyway, this is for you, brother. Thanks heaps. Blue Mama. Too fucking easy. That doesn't really work, doing a beer bong of pure moonshine. This is me homebrewed blue gin. Just chucked a bit of blue food dye in there. Here we go. Antonio, just hang out. Why do you insist on trying to J-pill Dusty chat? That's it, man. I told Antonio, man. We catch up. We Skype each other and chat. And I'm like, bro, I want to do a series of fucking interviews on any subject you want, and we'll fucking chase every rabbit down every fucking hole, and then we'll post them all up on Rationalize TV. Because I believe in freedom of speech. We can't do it on YouTube. You can't talk. This is the thought police, the word police. You know what I'm talking about? Mad lad, effing love it, my dude. Yeah, brother, thanks heaps. Dead set, man. You just bought me a bloody carton tonight. Thanks for your generosity, brother. Honestly, join me, join my Dusty Bogan's mates on Telegram. And, you know, that's where you can be in contact. You can be in contact. I post up too. I've been doing like mini, just little videos on my Telegram, just some funny stuff in the day-to-day life. You know what I mean? So if you do join my Telegram, because that's actually a freedom of speech platform where you can, and this is the thing, for the most part, we just want to joke around and have a laugh, right? No one wants to fuck. No one wants to be a dickhead. No one wants to fucking hurt anyone. It's all good. And people just want to have a conversation and chat. And we're living in a time where the fucking world police, the word police, are getting out of control. Like it's fucking, remember Demolition Man, where they like full censored. Demolition Man. We remember the Demolition Man movie? There it is. We're fucking watching this. We're going to watch the Demolition Man trailer because this is like, this is the future. This is the world we live in. When Dusty runs out of beer, he drinks window cleaner. Confirmed. That's what it looks like, hey. I have my bottle of, my giant bottle of, that's wood chips in the bottom of there. This is actually a spiced rum. Getting pretty low. I need to do up another batch. Dead set, I make $90 with my still creates about 15 liters of spirits. So it's cheap, like, but this stuff will it's not good for you. It drains your body of all your vitamins and you start to feel like shit. So I just drink a little bit of moonshine, a little bit of, you know, I got homebrew gin, spice rum, it's all good. I make good quality shit, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Oh, yeah, that's it. Sargon did a video on politics of Demolition Man. And this is the kind of stuff like that I'd love to do on Rationalized TV. And interviews with different people. And I'll be like, this is exclusive content. Behind a paywall. Essentially, there'll actually be all my videos are going to be backed up on there. It's getting expensive to do all this. And I hate to I'm really grateful for people's generosity because at the moment it's like I'm paying for StreamYards to do this. I'm going to have to get a Dropbox so I can keep sending my videos over to Rationalized TV. So this is starting to get up a bit of a cost to do this, but I'm enjoying it. And I love that Sargon. He also did it's like the politics of Starship Troopers. That's another good one. Excellent, actually. I was watching that. I was so hungover that day. We're going to watch this Demolition Man because this is, sadly, this is what our reality's turning into.
At the end of a century, ravaged by violence, a society of perfect order will arrive.
Perfect order. I barely can believe this.
Criminals will be frozen and reprogrammed in cryogenic prisons.
The prisoners are ice cubes. Their criminal instincts are being reprogrammed as they sleep.
$5. Aggression
and deviant behavior will be totally eliminated.
He's a criminal the likes of which you have never seen. In a bad time, he was the worst.
I'm going to love running this place.
Wesley. Is it Wesley Snipes?
This morning, Simon Phoenix escaped from this cryo facility.
Simon Phoenix.
We are quite frankly not equipped to deal with the situation.
Yeah, the paywall on Rationalized TV is $5 minimum. You can go up incrementally. You know, if someone's loaded and they want to actually really back you up, they can give you more. They can donate more. But starts off at $5. It goes. It's like volunteer. It's voluntary to a point. Rationalized TV. That's kind of what I like about it too, because I'm gonna jump back to Rationalized TV. You get this right. This is where we're at. Rationalized TV. Dusty Bogan. It starts at $5 and then it goes up 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 a month. Some people have got money. Some people will give a shitload of money. $5 is enough. 5 beers a month. That's it. Literally, I pay $25 for this beer. You shout me a dollar, you give me a dollar, I buy a beer. That's how simple, that's how fucking good it is living in Ipswich surrounded by Bogans. But anyway, it goes up incrementally. And on there, all my YouTube D-Live videos, they're all on there for free. They're all backed up on there. Bang. You can Chromecast them onto your TV. It's getting better. How it works is if you sign up, and you do the $5 a month, I get $4, $1 goes to the website to cover the cost. And the more people that subscribe to all the different channels, Rationalized TV is going to develop and get better and better. They've just bought on the Chromecasting feature, but there's going to be more. We need to get you a sponsor, Dusty. I know. How good would that be? some kind of, yeah, someone who fucking, I guess that would be like, I wonder if that would be like hard pressed to get a sponsor when you talk shit, you know what I mean? I need to boganize space shirt. I need that boganized space shirt in my life. Bloody oath you do, man. Go to dustybogan.com. You can grab one of them shirts. I think they're pretty cheap. Might be like $30 delivered to your house. What a bargain. Anyway, we're watching this Demolition Man. Amidst a world of peace. This is when movies were too.
We're not trained for this kind of violence.
We're police officers.
How was the fiendish Simon Phoenix apprehended back in the 20th?
In the end, it took just one man. John Spartan.
John Spartan.
The conditions of your
what a stud.
Reinstatement into the
pretty sure they're redoing another Demolition Man.
Of Simon Phoenix.
Two mortal enemies.
Just dropped in and say hi.
From another time.
Past is over, John. Time for something new and improved.
Oh, hell. Will be unleashed on a future that isn't big enough for the both of them. Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes, Demolition Man.
Here we go. I got some good news for everyone on planet Earth. It appears, I just Googled it then, looks like there's going to be a Demolition Man 2 coming our way. It's not all bad news, people. Bang. Bang! Pardon me. This episode of the Dusty Bogan brought to you by the Wuhan Center of Disease Research. That's it. They're the only people who will sponsor me. Because we live in such a shit time, like Demolition Man time. You know when they'd be like, you'd be like, this is, they'd be like, you're really pissing me off. And I'm fucking sick of it. And then every time he swore, would print out a ticket and I'd get fined for swearing. You know what I mean? The Demolition Man. I didn't realize the time. Actually, I'm not going to read this article. We're going to save it for tomorrow. Thirsty Thursday. We only touch half of the show. There's so much news to cover, and I swear I could do a live every night because every day I'm reading the news, and there's so much shit going on. It gives me the shh. You know what I mean? Yep, time to move into the sewers and eat rat burgers. It'd be better than, I'll prefer to eat, if they like banned meat and I had to eat rat burgers, I swear, Black Rifle Coffee, that's a good YouTube channel. So isn't, I'm pretty sure they're like them legend dudes. If they ban, if the vegans take over, the cultural Marxist vegans take over, and they're like, there's only fucking vegan everything, I'm totally fucking eating rat burgers. I don't give a shit, honestly. I'm fucking doing it. Anyway, God bless you all. Tune in tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday. I'm going to go knock off work, get a cold, delicious carton of beer, and I'll be fucking ready to rock and rumble, ready to knock back some beer bongs. If they ban meat, I'll eat vegans. All righty. God bless you. Sorry we didn't read that last article. We only hit like half of the topics I was going to, but you know what? I think it's better to just chase rabbits and go where the wind blows sometimes. Fucking cheers, eh? Tune in tomorrow. Catch us tomorrow. God bless. Cheers.